This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two Denver cultural institutions will get money through the Federal Museums for America grant program. The Denver Art Museum will get just over $248,000, while the Denver Botanic Gardens will get an almost $249,000 grant. Both institutions will also get matching non-federal funds. Congresswoman Diana DeGette says the grants will help improve services for visitors. The Botanic Gardens will use the money for care and protection of alpine ecosystems, while the Art Museum will use the funds to improve accessibility and community engagement. Environmental groups have sued Suncor Energy in federal court, alleging that the company violated federal pollution limits under the Clean Air Act. The lawsuit claims that Suncor has harmed the health of residents near its Commerce City refinery. Here's Ramesh Bhatt with the Colorado Sierra Club.
Pollution from Suncor is contributing to health hazards, and it's vital for people to not have to face this kind of pollution.
The lawsuit accuses the company of repeatedly violating federal pollution rules since 2006. Suncor did not return CPR News' request for comment. The Denver Police Department has fired three officers over text messages they sent that referred to visiting new immigrant shelters as target practice. The department says the comments were sent as jokes in a group chat of officers who attended the DPT training academy together. Officials learned of the messages in April and opened an investigation. All three officers were fired last month. DPD says other officers in the group chat will get additional training on diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as training on preventing misconduct by colleagues. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.